我们今天要查考的书卷是使徒保罗写给哥林多教会的第二封信。
And the passage we are studying today is the second epistle written by Paul to the church in Corinth.
我们的经文是哥林多后书第八章第一到第十五节。
And our passage is from 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 to 15.
所以是哥林多后书八章第一到第十五节。
Second Corinthians 8:1-15。
我们从这一段经文要思想基督徒如何看待奉献。
And we want to use this passage to consider how Christians ought to view offering.
我们要查考圣经对于我们金钱上的奉献有什么教导。
And we want to see what the Bible teaches about our monetary gifts.
请听神的话。
Please listen to God's word.
弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿教众教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大思念的时候，仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助，再三的求我们准他们在这共济圣徒的恩情上有份。并且他们所做的不但照我们所想望的，更照神的旨意，先把自己献给主，又归附了我们。因此我劝提多，既然在你们中间开办这慈会的事，就当办成了。你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我们的爱心上都格外显出满足来，就当在这慈会的事上也格外显出满足来。我说这话不是吩咐你们，乃是借着别人的热心试验你们爱心的实在。你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为了你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。我在这世上把我的意见告诉你们，是与你们有益的，因你们下手办这事，而且起此心意已经有一年了，如今就当办成这事，既有愿做的心，也当照你们所有的去办成。因为人若有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。我原不是要别人轻审你们受累，乃要均平，就是要你们的富余现在可以补他们的不足，使他们的富余将来也可以补你们的不足，这就均平了。如经上所记，多收的也没有余，少收的也没有缺。
2 Corinthians 8, verse 1. We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means, of their own accord.Begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. And this, not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God to us. Accordingly, we urged Titus that as he had started, so he should complete among you this act of grace. But as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all earnestness, and in our love for you,See that you excel in this act of grace also. I say this not as a command, but to prove by the earnestness of others that your love also is genuine. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. And in this manner I give my judgment. This benefits you.Who a year ago started not only to do this work, but also to desire to do it. So now finish doing it as well, so that your readiness in desiring it may be matched by your completing it out of what you have. For if the readiness is there, it is acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened.But that, as a matter of fairness, your abundance at the present time should supply their need, so that their abundance may supply your need, that there may be fairness. As it is written, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack.
从这一段呢，经文我们要取出信徒对于奉献必须有的四个观点。
From this passage, we can derive four perspectives that believers should have in regards to giving.
所以第一点，基督徒对奉献必须有的态度是：第一，要自愿，有自愿性的奉献。
The first attitude that Christians ought to have with regards to giving is that they must be willing.
所以这 voluntary.
It must be voluntary.
这自愿性的奉献，我们从第一和第一节可以看出来。
And we can see this from verses 1 and 2.
在第一世纪的信徒，他们都属于一个教会。
In the first century church, they all belong to one church.
一个教会，可是各个城市有不同的当地的教会。
There's one universal church, but yet at the same time, there are local churches in different areas.
所以众教会有什么很密切的关系。
And all these different churches have a very close relationship.
所以保罗写信的这个时候，在耶路撒冷的信徒有极大的缺乏。
And as Paul wrote this letter, the church in Jerusalem had great need.
所以分散在各地的当地教会都什么支出援手。
And the different churches from different areas, they extended their helping hand.
所以保罗写信给哥林多的教会，提醒他们有这个很紧急的需要，他们需要快快支出援手。
So Paul wrote to the church in Corinth to remind them of this great need, so that they can quickly extend their helping hand.
第一节，他就向哥林多的教会汇报了马其顿教会的情况。
In verse 1, he reported to the church at Corinth the situation of the church in Macedonia.
在提起奉献还有捐助款项之前,
before he started talking about the giving and also the amount,
使徒保罗首先指向神,
the apostle Paul first pointed to God,
还有指向神把什么境况给予马其顿的弟兄姐妹。
And what sort of a situation God has given to the brothers and sisters in Macedonia?
那神是什么给马其顿的教会呢?
What did God give to the church in Macedonia?
所以蛮有主权的神赐苦难给马其顿的教会。
The sovereign God actually gave affliction or suffering to the church in Macedonia.
同时间慈爱的神也赐恩典给马其顿的教会。
At the same time, the loving God also gave the Macedonian churches His grace.
马其顿的教会在大试炼中，他们有满足的快乐。
In a severe test, the Macedonian churches was full of joy.
在敌穷之间，他们显出什么乐捐的厚恩。
And in their extreme poverty, they have actually manifested a wealth of generosity.
马其顿的这个教会在苦难缺乏中自愿的参与奉献。
And the churches in Macedonia actually voluntarily participated in giving even in the midst of suffering.
这个时期的历史背景，如果我们认识一下，会加深我们的理解。
If we can actually know a little bit more about the historical background, it will help in our understanding.
如果你喜欢地理的话，你就bear with me. 你不喜欢地理，你 bear with me. 你喜欢地理的话 ，I think you enjoy this.
If you like geography, then you enjoy this. But if you do not like geography, then please bear with me.
So 为什么马其顿的这个教会会这样的缺乏呢？
Why are the churches in Macedonia lacking right now?
那哥林多的教会为什么会富裕呢？
And why was the church in Corinth actually very wealthy?
所以哥林多是一个坐落在贸易和交通大道的一个城市。
Corinth is a city that is at the crossroads of major trade routes.
就像我们今天的新加坡。
It's just like Singapore today.
所以从罗马的西边，沿着罗马大道要到东边，一定要通过哥林多这个城市。
From the Empire of Rome, if you want to go from the west to the east, you have to pass through Corinth.
所以马其顿，马其顿的教会，马其顿这个地区就是腓立比、比利亚和铁萨罗尼加，他们一样的也是坐落在这个罗马大道上。
Actually, area of Macedonia, which includes Philippi, Thessalonica, and also
Berea,
they are also on this trade route.
所以为什么马其顿贫穷，哥林多富裕呢？
But why was Macedonia poor while Corinth was rich?
所以当时的罗马皇帝尼禄王，
The emperor at that time was Emperor Nero.
他非常的爱护哥林多这个城市。
He loves the city of Corinth.
他为了哥林多，他要建一个什么？他要建一个运河 ，a canal。
And for the sake of the city of Corinth, he wanted to build a canal.
他把四维的资源，就是马其顿的资源，甚至什么罗马的国库都用尽了。
He actually exhausted the resources from Macedonia and even opened up the coffers of Rome to build this canal.
他为了哥林多的兴旺，使到别的地区缺乏。
And in order to prosper Corinth, the emperor actually caused the other cities to be in poverty.
所以居住在哥林多的信徒，他们见证了这一个历史的事件。
And the believers that were residing in Corinth actually were witnesses of this historical event.
他们清楚地明白为什么各教会在马其顿教会非常的在困境当中。
And they would understand very clearly why the churches in Macedonia were in poverty now.
马其顿的困境与他们城市的兴旺是贴贴相关的。
Because the poverty of Macedonia is directly related to the richness of Corinth.
所以有了这个背景，我们来看保罗形容马其顿的教会，他用的这个言语是非常的生动的。
So as you have this historical background now, we begin to see Paul's description of this lively description of the situation in Macedonia.
所以保罗大思念他配对满足的快乐。
And Paul first wrote about a severe test of affliction, but he couples it with the abundance of joy.
然后极穷之间他配对什么乐捐的厚恩。
And he coupled their extreme poverty with their wealth of generosity.
只有领受神厚恩的信徒才可以快乐地承受试炼和困境。
Only those who have received the abundance of God's grace will be able to face severe affliction with joy.
因为我们如果很逻辑地想，如果你自己困苦了，你自己在穷乏中，你是不可能对他人有厚恩的。
Because if you think about this logically, when you are in need, it is not possible that you will actually be generous to others.
所以对我们今天的信徒来说，
To believers today,
保罗恳请我们参与奉献的这个事工。
Paul asked us to actually participate in this act of giving.
这是自愿的，不是勉强的。
And this is voluntary and it is not compelled.
如果我们放眼世界其他的国家，
If we look around the nations in the world,
神蛮有恩典的把你和我放置在新加坡这个富裕的城市里面。
God is very gracious to you and I, and he has placed us in this extremely prosperous nation.
除了少许的国民之外，
other than a small percentage of citizens,
我们多数人都不能说我们活在困境困苦的境况中。
Most of us cannot say that we live in poverty.
所以第一个原则，基督徒对奉献必须有的态度是有自愿性的奉献。
So the first principle that the attitude which Christians should have with regards to giving is that it must be voluntary.
第三到第五节我们继续的看。
Let's continue with verses 3 to 5.
使徒保罗继续的提供马其顿教会的情况。
And the Apostle Paul continues to paint the picture of the situation in Macedonia.
他在第三节他说，他们是按这力量也过了力量。
In verse 3, Paul wrote that they gave according to their means and beyond their means.
按这力量也过了力量。
According to their means and beyond their means.
基督徒对奉献必须有的第二个态度是带牺牲的奉献。
And the second attitude that Christians ought to have with regards to giving is that it must be sacrificial.
马其顿的教会的奉献不是基于他们生活上有剩余的资源。
The churches of Macedonia did not give out of something that they have abundance of.
他们是抽取生活中少许的资源。 来帮助耶路撒冷的信徒。
They were actually taking from whatever little that they have left to give to this church in Jerusalem.
然后你看第三节继续说，保罗强调他们是什么？他们这带牺牲的奉献是自己甘心乐意捐助的。
And in verse 3, we also see that Paul emphasized that they gave out of their own accord.
所以第一和第二个原则就在这里，自愿的还有是带牺牲的奉献。
So we see both principles and attitudes here. Firstly, it must be voluntary, and secondly, it must be sacrificial.
所以没有人强逼马其顿的教会奉献。
No one compelled the churches of Macedonia to give.
今天也没有人强逼我们奉献。
Today, no one is compelling us to give.
可是是我们自愿参与的。
But we participate in this work voluntarily.
然后保罗继续地说，他不是夸耀马其顿的教会，他不是道听途说，他是什么？他是可以作证的。
And Paul continues to say that it is not by hearsay that he talks about this, because he personally testifies to this.
他作证什么？这马其顿的奉献的这个态度十分的惊人。
And he can testify that the attitude in the churches of Macedonia is actually very amazing.
如果我们看第四节，
look at verse 4.
他们是什么？他们是再三的祈求。
They were begging earnestly.
如果我们把我们自己放在他们的那个，我们把自己放在当时的情况中。
If we put ourselves into the situation then,
如果我们当场目睹发生这个局面是怎样发生的。
If we actually were witnesses of what happened there and then,
所以在一旁使徒和同工什么一次的一次劝马其顿教会，你们不需要给了，你们不需要给了。
And maybe time and again, the apostle and his co-workers were actually advising the churches in Macedonia, please stop giving.
你已经自愿了，你们已经带牺牲了，不需要给了。
You have given voluntarily and you have given sacrificially, and that is enough.
然后在另一边的马其顿教会呢，他们就不断的请求说，我们要帮助，我们要参与，我们要服侍。
And on the other hand, the Macedonian churches were begging and say that we want to serve, we want to participate.
这是一个很动人的。动人的一个画面。
This is a touching scene.
他们的祈求是十分的恳切。
Because they were begging earnestly.
所以这次你会不会跟我一样的想，他们到底捐助的款项数额是多大？
So at this point, you and I might be thinking, how great was the amount that they gave?
所以圣经没有记载他们的款项的数额。
The Bible did not give us an amount.
可是在第五节记载了使徒保罗的反应。
But in verse 5, it tells us the apostle Paul's response.
保罗的反应是惊讶的，他们的数额是使徒惊讶的。
This was a surprise to Paul.
保罗对困苦的马其顿教会没有要求他们奉献。
Paul did not compel the poor churches in Macedonia to give.
马其顿的教会的奉献超出了保罗自己的估计。
But what they gave was beyond Paul's expectation.
你看第五节，他们不但照我们所想望的。
And look at verse 5, and this not as we expected.
所以当保罗到和同工们到马其顿教会接收那个捐款的时候，他有一个数额，他说 "This is what I expect them to give." 我想象中他们会给这一笔数目。
So when Paul and his co-workers arrived at Macedonia, he came with a certain expectation of the amount that he would be receiving.
可是他们所给的超出了保罗的估计，是一笔巨大的款项。
But the amount that they gave was so huge that it was beyond Paul's expectation.
直到使徒保罗怎么说，你们接着去看。他说他们把自己和他们的资源献给使徒，所以，对不起，他们把自己已经交托于神了。
And it says that they actually committed themselves to God.
既然完全地把自己交托于神，
And since they have gave themselves completely to God,
他们把自己和他们的资源给使徒和耶路撒冷的信徒，这件事很自然的事。
And then for them to then give of their resources to the apostles and the church in Jerusalem became something natural.
所以第四节的这个恩情，中文的恩情，英文的 relief， 在希腊文是服侍或 service 的意思。
And the word translated as relief here is actually the same word in Greek which is translated as service.
我们的奉献是我们信徒服侍范围中其中的一项。
Our offering is actually one of the ways that Christians can serve.
我们有很多不同服侍的范围。
We have many different areas of service.
有些人可以弹琴。
Some people can play the piano.
有些人可以翻译。
Some people can translate.
有些人可以做一些你我可能不能做的事。
And others can do things that you and I cannot do.
但身为在新加坡做工的工作人员，我们都同样的能做一件事。
But all those who are working in Singapore, we can all serve in one area.
我们能参与奉献的这一项服事。
We can serve by giving.
教会历史中有一个著名的宣教士叫 C.T. Studd。
In church history, there is a very famous missionary called C.T. Studd.
C.T. Studd 是19世纪的一个英国的宣教士。
C.T. Studd was a 19th century missionary from England.
C.T. Studd 是剑桥的毕业生。
And C.T. Studd was a graduate from Cambridge University.
他是一个很杰出的运动员。
And he was an established sportsman.
那我们可能所不知道，他也是豪门的后裔。
And we might not know that he is actually heir to actually a lot of the money from his parents.
所以当 C.T. Studd 要到中国宣教的时候
，When C.T. Studd wanted to go to China to be a missionary，
他在宣教的当中，他的父亲突然去世。
While he was on his missionary journey, his father suddenly passed away.
他的父亲就留了巨大的产业给 C.T. Studd。
And C.T. Studd inherited a huge fortune from his father.
所以这时的 C.T. Studd 他在中国他自己的事工非常的需要什么？非常的需要资金。
And during this time, C.T. Studd's ministry in China required lots of funds.
可是当他观看周围其他需要援助的事工。
But when he looked at other ministries around him that also require help,
他自愿的。
He voluntarily,
他付代价的
sacrificially,
他把他的产业给了好多个不同的事工
and he gave away the inheritance to many other ministries.
不止在中国的同工，也在中国以外的同工
not just to ministries in China, but also ministries outside of China.
可能有些机构你今天听过。
You might have heard of some of these organizations too.
在美国穆迪的圣经学院。
In USA, Moody Bible Institute.
在英国穆尔的孤儿院。
And in England, the orphanage of Mueller.
还有在印度救世军在印度的施工。
And the Salvation Army's ministry in India.
所以 C.T. Studd 对神忠心的服事。
So C.T. Studd's service to God in his faithfulness,
使到神的事工在多方面、多个国家的发展
actually advanced God's ministry in many, many countries.
基督徒对奉献必须有的第二个态度是
So the second attitude that Christians ought to have with regards to giving,
带牺牲的
It must be sacrificial.
好，我们来到第六和第七节
And we come to verses 6 and 7.
第六和第七节让我们看到第三个原则。
And we can see the third principle from these two verses.
基督徒对奉献必须有的第三个态度是
Christians should have this third attitude with regards to giving.
要带慷慨的奉献。
Be generous.
在这两节中
In these two verses,
保罗恳求哥林多的教会要带慷慨的心态参与奉献的事工。
Paul urged the Corinthian church to be generous in their giving.
提多同工的保罗的弟兄之前已经开始这一项事工。
Titus, which was Paul's co-worker, had already started this work a while ago.
如果在第十节我们可以看到哥林多教会一年前已经 起这个心意要帮助耶路撒冷的弟兄姐妹。
From verse 10, we know that the church in Corinth had already started this work 1 year ago. They already desired to help the church in Jerusalem.
但是一年过去了，他们还没有办成，所以保罗说你们要把它办成。
But they have not completed this work after a year, so Paul actually encouraged them to complete it.
所以身为牧者的保罗
，and Paul was a pastor.
他很温柔的要帮助这教会完成他们什么自己的承诺。
He gently wants to help this church to fulfill their own promise.
第七节我们看保罗两次提到他们要怎么格外显出满足。
And in verse 7, Paul says this twice, that they ought to excel in this.
保罗称赞哥林多的教会成熟了。
And Paul praises the church and in Corinth to be mature.
他们在各样的属灵事上成长了。
And they have grown in all kinds of spirituality.
从哥林多前书我们知道这个是一个非常有恩赐的教会。
From 1 Corinthians, we know that this church was gifted.
他们已经什么为这过错懊悔了
，and they have repented from their mistakes.
他们不重犯哥林多前书的罪行
，and they have not committed the same sins in 1 Corinthians.
他们使用神赐给他们的恩赐
，and they have used God's gifts to them.
所以保罗说他们在信心、言语、知识、热心和爱心上都长进了。
So Paul praises them for excelling in faith, in speech, in knowledge, and in all earnestness and in our love.
所以只缺一件事。
But they lack one thing.
保罗愿意他们在最后一件事上长进，就是这词汇的服事。
And Paul wants them to also grow in this area, so he asks them to excel in this act of grace.
缺乏这词汇的这个服事。
And they were still lacking in this act of grace.
如果这词汇的服事上他们没有完成
，If they did not complete this act of grace,
那他们在其他方面的长进就会起了很大的一个疑问。
Then it casts a great question mark on the rest of their growth.
他们如果自愿付代价，慷慨的参与，就表示神的恩典确实在他们的当中。
If they voluntarily and sacrificially to give generously, it will be proved that they are in fact in God's grace.
保罗要呼吁的哥林多教会在这样事上格外的显出满足。
And Paul wants the rich Corinthian church to excel in this area.
表现他们的卓越。
So that they will show forth their excellence.
他们要如何去办呢？他们必须诚实地评估自己的资源。
And to do this, they must first actually measure how much they have.
然后他们要检查神赐予他们的恩赐。
And they have to examine the gifts of God to them.
用神对待他们的宏恩。
And to use the grace that God has showered upon them.
在捐助的事上，充满厚恩地对待需要帮助的耶路撒冷。
And to reflect this grace by giving generously to the church in Jerusalem, which is in need.
所以这里我们要说慷慨，慷慨不是一个数目。
And when we talk about generosity, it is not a number.
慷慨的表现对不同的阶层、不同的环境和不同文化的人是不一样的数目。
Manifestation of generosity means different things to different cultures and different social classes.
可是如果你们一起和我翻到箴言书第23篇。
But if you turn with me to Proverbs 23,
可能慷慨这个定义我们可能觉得很模糊，可是我们读这一处经文，然后我们来看我们怎么定吝啬，我们做一个对比。
Might not have a right perspective on generosity, but if we were to look at the opposite, which is stinginess, or in Proverbs 23, then we might have a better understanding of generosity.
箴言书第二十三篇第六到第八节，这里的形容是：当一个人对你吝啬的时候，你的感受是什么？
And Proverbs 23 verses 6 to 8 will tell us how it is like to be facing a miser.
所以请听神的话，不要吃恶眼人的饭，也不要贪他的美味，因为他心怎样思量，他为人就是怎样。他虽对你说请吃请喝，他的心却与你相悖。你所吃的那点食物必凸出来，你所说的甘美言语也必落空。
Proverbs 23 verse 6, do not eat the bread of a man who is stingy, do not desire his delicacies, for he is like one who is inwardly calculating. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the morsels that you have eaten and waste your pleasant words.
所以我们对慷慨可能觉得定义很模糊，可是我们的一生中一定接触到吝啬，或者人家对我们吝啬的时候，你知道那个感受是什么的？
We might not know what exactly is generosity, but I'm sure in our lives we would have met misers who have treated us in a miserly manner. I'm sure you know the feeling.
所以这里的原则是什么？
So what is the principle here?
当我们要奉献，我们要慷慨的时候，
When you are giving and when you want to be generous,
我们要帮助人的时候，
When we want to help others,
我们要想我们的这个数额是慷慨还是是吝啬？
Is this amount that we are giving a stingy amount or a generous amount?
数额我们不知道，因为我们大家的背景都不一样。
The amount is not determined because we come from different backgrounds.
可是我们的动机要是慷慨，不是吝啬。
But our motivation ought to be out of generosity and not stinginess.
可能在如果你在非洲的一个小镇，他可能给美金50块，那个是慷慨。
If you are in a small town in Africa, giving US $50 is a lot and is generous.
可能你在新加坡有一个很普通的工作，可是你的那五十块跟他的五十块，那个的对比就不一样了。
But even if you are just holding a normal job in Singapore, your $50 and his $50 is totally different.
所以基督徒对奉献必须有的第三个态度是带慷慨的奉献。
So Christians ought to have this attitude of generosity, and that's the third attitude in giving.
所以来到第八到第十五节，这整段是一个高潮，这给我们看到第四点。
And verses 8 to 15, this entire section is actually a climax that shows us the fourth principle.
基督徒对奉献必须有的第四个态度是满有爱心的奉献。
And the fourth attitude that Christians ought to have with regards to giving is that they must be giving in love.
第八节说，保罗说不是吩咐他们奉献。
Verse 8, Paul says that this is not a command.
而是接着他人热心来试验哥林多教会爱心的实在。
But to prove by the earnestness of others that the Corinthians' love is also genuine.
保罗这里的意思是
，Paul's meaning here is
哥林多教会的奉献的态度是评估他们爱心的一个测验。
The attitude that the Corinthian church had in their giving is actually a measure of their love.
哥林多奉献的态度是评估他们爱心的一个测验。
And the attitude that the Corinthian church is with regards to giving is actually a measure of their love.
马其顿的教会在困境中的奉献证实了他们的信心和爱心。
The churches of Macedonia, in giving out of their poverty, prove their love and their faith.
同样的，哥林多教会的奉献能够很实际地显出他们心中的意念。
And similarly, the way that the Corinthian church would be giving would show what is really in their hearts.
主耶稣说，你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Jesus said, wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be.
当法利赛人问耶稣最大的这个诫命是什么？神耶稣说你要爱神，你要爱人。
And when the Pharisees asked Jesus what's the greatest commandment, Jesus replied was that you must love God and you must love your neighbor.
所以蛮有爱心的奉献有两个原则。
So giving out of love has two principles behind it.
爱神爱人
，love God and love man，
让你爱神的心智激发你的奉献
，let your love for God motivate your giving，
让你爱人的态度激发你的奉献
，and let your attitude of love towards other men motivate your giving。
保罗把我们的视线从马其顿教会的榜样。
And Paul actually shows us this example through the churches of Macedonia.
然后转移到神的榜样。
And he turns to the example given by God.
基督耶稣自愿的道成肉身来到世上。
The Lord Jesus voluntarily became flesh and came to this world.
第九节，他本来富足，却为了你和我成了贫穷。
Verse 9. He was rich, yet for yours and your and my sake, he became poor.
叫什么？你和我因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
So that you and I, by his poverty, might become rich.
耶稣自愿的来到这世上。
Jesus came to this earth voluntarily.
他带着牺牲的爱，甘愿为世人的罪死在十字架上。
He had sacrificial love and he voluntarily died for sinners on the cross.
他最大的礼物送给你和我是把我们的罪完全的赦免了。
The greatest gift that Jesus has given to you and I is that he forgave our sins completely.
他慷慨的宏恩拯救了一切什么相信他的人。
He gave his generous grace to all those who believe in him.
他的这一些的作为，他的后面的动机是什么？神爱世人。
And the motivation behind what Jesus did is because God so loved the world.
富足的神。
The rich God.
宇宙的主宰。
He is the sovereign of the universe.
为了你和我成为卑贱的仆人。
For you and my sake became a humble servant.
为你和我死在十字架上。
Died on the cross for you and I.
现在他的富足是你的富足，如果你相信耶稣基督。
If you believe in Jesus, then now his riches is yours.
这是多么大的救赎工作。
What a great salvation work.
多么宏大的恩典。
And what abundant grace.
多么无比的礼物。
And what an insurmountable gift.
在这一处的尾端，在这一处的尾端，第十到第十五节。
And in concluding from verses 10 to 15,
保罗提醒哥林多的信徒当办这一件事。
Paul reminded the church in Corinth to complete this work.
用爱人的心态激发他们的奉献。
With the attitude of love to motivate them.
第十二节他说，你们要照着所有的，不是照着所没有的。
And verse 12, he says, according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have.
保罗说，是的，你们爱你们弟兄姐妹，你们要帮助他们。可是保罗充满爱心的提醒他们，你们给你们所有的，不是你们没有的。
And Paul encourages them to manifest their love for the brethren, but he reminds them at the same time to give according to what he has, not according to what he does not have.
然后十三十四节这个奉献的目的是什么？一个均平。
And the purpose of all this giving is for fairness.
使到教会有什么均平
？So that within the church there will be fairness.
不是一组人轻省，一组人受累。
Not one group be eased and another group burdened.
而是现在富余的人帮助不足的人。
But those who have abundance now to help those who are right now in need.
可能将来富足的人帮助以后将来不足的人。
And in the future, others who are in abundance will help others who are in need.
保罗写这封信的差不多300年之后。
And when Paul, after 300 years after Paul wrote this letter,
哥林多的这个城市被毁灭了。
The city of Corinth was destroyed.
繁荣的城市毁灭了，没有资金，没有财富，也没有尼禄王撑腰的。
This once wealthy city was destroyed. They were no longer backed by this once powerful emperor Nero.
神兴起一代有资源的富余的人，是要帮助那些不足的人。
God raises one generation of wealthy people to help those who are in need.
我们一切的资源，一切的富足
all our abundance and our resources
都是基督耶稣赐的
are all given by the Lord Jesus Christ.
神如此的爱我们，要激发我们啊，回应神的爱。
God loves us so much, ought to motivate us to respond also in love.
我们应该愿意效法我们的神。
We ought to be willing to conform to the image of our God.
我们的神施恩给世人。
Our God gave grace to all people.
当我们通过爱弟兄姐妹，借着奉献的施工，也可以照样的啊反映或反照我们充满恩典的神。
And when we love our brothers and sisters, and through this service by giving, we will also reflect the grace that God has on us.
我希望通过今天的经文
I hope that through today's passage,
你我都受到激励
You and I are encouraged.
对于我们的资源，对于参与神的工作有新的推动力
And towards our resources and participating in the work of God, there might be newfound motivation.
不为可能一些宗教机构的丑事而气馁。
Do not be discouraged because of some scandals by other religious organizations.
而是什么？注目看我们的主耶稣基督。
But focus your eyes on our Lord Jesus Christ.
注目看我们主耶稣基督自愿的付出。
Look at his voluntary giving.
他牺牲的付出。
And his sacrifice.
他慷慨的付出。
And his generosity.
还有他蛮有爱心的付出。
And he gave out of love. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word that teaches us so clearly that we ought to be giving generously, sacrificially, lovingly, and also voluntarily. And indeed, Lord, this is but one of our service. Help us to begin doing this and serve you, serve the church, serve other brothers and sisters by giving, but not stop there, not just to give of our monetary resources, but also to give of our all. For you are the one who have given us everything. Let us in gratefulness respond by giving it. Pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.